Welcome back. I'm Todd Zwillick. Thanks for joining us on The Takeaway today. Well, even if you're back at work, it's still Christmas vacation for all the school kids in America. It's about halfway through the school year now, and as kids come back, many seniors across the country are going to be waiting to find out if they've been accepted to the college of their choice. Well, we've been following how education and job training are changing across this country with our series, America's New Credentials. And we go to one high school in Manhattan now that's prioritizing work skills just as highly as four-year degrees. Rob Gunther has the story.
Here in New York City, just a few blocks from the 6th train in Harlem, is Cristo Rey, a Catholic high school that takes a unique approach to preparing its students for the future. The curriculum marries education and workforce training, creating a foundation for the type of upward social mobility that can lead to a middle-class lifestyle.
Hi, my name is Ryan Shibb. I am the History Department Chair, and I teach world history and American history.
Okay, number three, find two numbers whose sum is 160.
In many ways, Cristo Rey looks and sounds just like any other New York City high school. But it stands apart, both for their mission to serve often underrepresented communities and for their signature corporate work-study program.
Our students, you know, they come from underprivileged families who have not generally had access to the same education that their more privileged peers would have. And so, one, we certainly work to get them up to grade level by the time they're ready for college. But while we do that, they're also working one day a week in various law firms, banks, hospitals, businesses throughout the city to finance their education.
It's part of a national network of private schools. Cristo Rey New York relies on these corporate work-study jobs to finance the bulk of its students' education.
The official tuition cost is $2,000. It costs about $15,000 to educate a student in New York City. By the students working, they raise about half of that, and then the other half of that we fundraise for. So the $2,000 helps to offset that, but a significant number of our students don't actually pay $2,000. They pay less based on their financial need.
Now, plenty of high school kids around the country work part-time jobs. But the demands and expectations of a Cristo Rey education are high. Students are required to compress a rigorous 5-day school week into just 4 days.
Our students generally come in about two grade levels behind, and we only get 4 days a week to teach them because of the work program. So because of that, there's an automatically built-in amount of rigor.
For students, it can be a challenge, managing the balance between school, work, and life while keeping up with the pace of the country's biggest city.
My name is Carrie Ann Max Benitez, and I am a senior at Cristo Rey New York High School. I live in the Bronx. If you live in the Bronx like me, you have to wake up pretty early to take the train because delays happen. I'm in choir, chamber choir. I'm the stage manager of the dance team, and I'm in improv and drama.
There's no doubt that Carrie Ann Max has a lot on her plate, but she's determined to make the most of her opportunity at Cristo Rey.
My parents were born in the Dominican Republic. Yeah, there is a lot of pressure because they didn't go to college, and because my parents want me and my sisters to move up and have a better opportunity than they did.
On top of her course load, Carrie Ann Max spends one day each week working for the law firm of Seward & Kissel in Manhattan.
I was really skeptical of working in a law firm because, you know, there's this stereotype that lawyers are scarier, that working in a law firm is really intimidating.
And the unknowns can cut both ways. Professional offices are sometimes skeptical of bringing high school students into their corporate environments.
Hi, my name is Mary Walls. I'm the Director of Human Resources for the law firm of Seward & Kissel. Our student intern is Carrie Ann Max Benitez. We lovingly call her Carrie. We were lucky to get her in my group. I believe I had lower expectations. Not sure of the level of skill that I would get from the intern or the student than really what came to pass the first day.
But any doubts were soon dispelled once Carrie Ann Max settled into her new role.
She presents herself very professionally. She's dressed appropriately all the time. She never screams. She never yells. You know, it's not as if it was a typical student in high school during the day.
And once it became clear that Carrie Ann Max was serious about the work-study program, she gradually took on more responsibilities.
And now as a senior, I get really big projects. For example, right now I'm scanning personnel files and putting them onto the law firm's database. And I do that for every person. And I have to make sure that everything is in order. So it's a lot of work, but it's worth it because you get to see how everything builds up.
She actually communicates and interacts with a lot of the firm personnel now, including our executive director.
The firsthand experience is paying off. Carrie Ann Max is earning money toward her education, building confidence, and fostering professional relationships that are sure to help down the road. Plus, the job is making this and other workplaces less intimidating.
Being there really changed my perspective on not only lawyers in a law firm, but workplaces in general. Like, they're very supportive of me. My coworkers, they're always asking me how I am. And now with the college process, they're very up to date with me, and they're always asking me questions.
It's this type of growth that Cristo Rey knows will give its students a competitive edge, both when applying to colleges and then afterward when they look for jobs.
So my freshman year, I was at Merrill Lynch. It's really interesting because I'm one of the very few people that I know outside of Cristo Rey, people who can say that they've had actual real internships as like a 14, 15, 16-year-old.
That's a Cristo Rey New York alum, and his experience speaks to how this program often leads to opportunities after high school.
So my name is Ralph Washington. I was born and raised in Harlem, New York. I graduated from Cristo Rey in 2012. From Cristo Rey, I went to Amherst College, majored in economics. After graduating from Amherst, I started my career at Accenture as a management consultant.
The heavy course load and the work study proved crucial as Ralph navigated his next steps after graduation.
Cristo Rey is just like, it's an academically rigorous school, so it just helped me with like the core skills that I needed. I got that foundational knowledge from Cristo Rey, so I was able to actually hit the ground running at Amherst instead of playing catch up.
For the past several decades, the surest way to land a steady middle-class job was to go to college and get a degree. But the cost of tuition keeps going up, and the job market is changing. For students, it's a daunting reality. Again, here's teacher Ryan Sheb.
So 100% of our students graduate each year. That's a number that any high school in the city would dream of. And I think 98 to 99% go to four-year schools.
As for Carrie Ann Max, while she doesn't see a future for herself in law, she's confident that her training at Cristo Rey will serve her going forward.
I want to go to college for musical theater, and I want a minor in education. After college, I'm hoping to find a teaching job also while trying to like pursue my dreams of being on Broadway and being a performer.
For The Takeaway, I'm Rob Gunther.
You can hear more from our series, America's New Credentials. It's on our website at thetakeaway.org/credentials.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.